السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثواكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم، ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My most respected ulama, respected elders and dear brothers, we praise Allah Rabbul Alameen. We send salawat and salutations upon our beloved master, our leader Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his innumerable favors and his mercies upon us. The month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, as we know very well, is that very month in which the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are enhanced and they are increased and they are heightened, and a believer is able to reach his creator and to establish this friendship and nisbat that we have been, that is regarded to be the purpose of our life, in a much easier manner. Everything is facilitated for us much more easily in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give one and all of us the guidance. Allah grant us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the protection of our deeds so that we may be able to achieve our goals in this Mubarak month. If we look at the Ramadan as a month, we see these multiple dimensions through which we can look at Ramadan and understand Ramadan. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make it easy for us to attain what He wishes us to attain in this month, Allah has kept two principal ibadat and activities which every person engages in this month, and that is the aspect of siyam and qiyam. Easy to understand and remember, siyam and qiyam in Arabic. Siyam means the fast of Ramadan, the obligatory fast of Ramadan, and qiyam refers to the standing in salah, in taraweeh, and in nafil salah, and in fard salah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through these two ibadat, and through these two very powerful exercises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the cleansing and the purification of the heart of a mu'min and a believer. The day of a mu'min in the month of Ramadan starts very early. It starts off at the time of sehri, at the time of early dawn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before a person engages in the act of fasting, Allah wants a person to derive a state of awareness. Therefore, we find that the sehri is something which is emphasized in the sunnah, and it is something that carries great merit and reward, because just remaining hungry, to remain hungry in itself, is not that easy, firstly. And secondly, it is not something that creates a type of an awareness of worship, generally. A person who is starving, who is hungry, is in a state of difficulty. But by fasting, it becomes an ibadah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the fasting person to be in a state of awareness, in a state of presence, in a state of consciousness. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the important amal, an act of sehri, because when a person partakes of sehri, then this gives that person the opportunity to make his niyat. Sehri itself, by a person partaking of sehri, he is making his niyat. He is expressing his desire that, oh Allah, let me fast for this day. So sehri in itself, and stopping at the time when the sehri cuts off, is an indication that the person has now made his niyat and his intention to fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that day. The ulama ikram further emphasize that at this time, a person should be in a state of presence of mind, that he should reflect over what is the objective he is trying to achieve through this fast. And through that he should make his intention. So the intention when a person is fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So at that time a person is making this firm niyat that, oh Allah, this fast that I'm keeping so that I can acquire this taqwa. And together with this taqwa, oh Allah, grant me tazkiyah, grant me purification, grant me inner cleanliness, grant me your friendship, grant me your nisbat, grant me your closeness, grant me your proximity. All of these intentions are combined when a person is starting to his fast, because that is what the fast is going to give a person. The word Ramadan in Arabic means to scorch out something. It refers to a sun-baked land. It refers to parched thirst. All these meanings are given in Arabic as far as the word Ramadan is concerned. Ramadan. So the idea of heat being applied to something, and we know when heat is applied to something, what happens? A purification takes place. A process of cleansing takes place. So when a person is fasting, the heat that is generated in his system is facilitating an inner cleanliness and purification that is the barakah and the blessing of this fast. And together with that, we know that when heat is applied to something, then that item now begins to soften, and that softness allows that item to be molded. So another understanding that is taken from the heat of fasting is that the heart is softened through roza. A person becomes soft-hearted. Day in, day out, in the month of Ramadan, a person is fasting. Gradually, we feel our hard hearts beginning to soften. And therefore, we find in the month of Ramadan, a person is able to focus better. A person is able to be more kind. A person is able to stay away from those things that he's so accustomed to, because there is a process that is taking place. A softening process, a cleansing process, and a purification process. So this heart now becomes soft so that it can be molded into something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be molded into. And what is that? The heart must be molded into qalb salim. Allah mentions this terminology in the Quran al-Kareem. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent everyone in this dunya, in this world, with a clean heart, with a pure heart, with a heart free of all contaminants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you return to me, you must return to me with that heart pure. It must be clean. It cannot be contaminated with things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. And Ramadan al-Mubarak allows us to achieve this type of objective. So we can see how dynamic and how deep and how profound this ibadat of fasting is in our life. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is facilitating something which is our life objective. Something that we are living for, Allah is giving us the opportunity to acquire this objective. At the time of sehri, at the time of suhoor, a person should also fulfill the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One important sunnah at the time of sehri is to consume dates and khajur. A person should eat one khajur, or he can eat more than one, is also good and advisable, because this is a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam facilitates the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It facilitates the nisbat and the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as per the ayat of the Quran Sharif. So also at the time of sehri, a person develops this awareness and presence of mind that will carry him throughout the day. It carries a person throughout the day that Allah Rabbul Alameen is in my presence, and I am being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I am worshipping Allah Rabbul Alameen as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. And that's one of the other aspects of Ramadan al-Mubarak, that the month of Ramadan, as much as it is the month of Quran, it is also the month of Ihsan. What does Ihsan mean according to the Hadith Sharif? Ihsan means أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. That you got to develop this capacity, develop this condition, develop this mindset, ability, that I am worshipping Allah in a manner that Allah is present with me. And this is the high achievement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to achieve in Ramadan, that Allah ta'ala's presence must be with a person. Because once the presence of Allah is with a person, then it becomes difficult for a person to conduct himself in a manner that would be displeasing to Allah. It becomes easier for a person to restrain himself. And the Hadith Sharif further goes on and makes it easier for us. Like we know, everything in our deen is easy. If we look at our ibadat, Allah has created easiness in everything. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ. Allah has created easiness in everything. Fasting could have been prescribed without the mercy of sahri. We could have just woke up in the morning for fajr after the time has expired and started fasting and made our niyat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed this mercy for us, the mercy of sahri. So like that, everything in our deen is easy. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ. And this ease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in all aspects of our deen. So, my dear friends, this fasting is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really given it to us as a ni'mat and a boon and a benefit. And we should try our level best to keep that fast as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires and wishes it for us. So this aspect of ihsan we're speaking about, one is that a person tries to create the presence of Allah in his mind as though he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. And if you are unable to get this idea or get this type of capacity or develop this type of mindset that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present and I'm watching Allah or I'm looking at Allah, then create the mindset and the presence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Allah is watching me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at me, and this is the objective that the fast of Ramadan should bring to a person. The second aspect, very simply and in brief, is the idea of us establishing our ta'alluq and our relationship with Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Because all the goals of Ramadan and everything that we want to achieve, the purpose of Ramadan will be achieved through the Quran Sharif. So therefore the Quran Sharif becomes the inseparable purpose of Ramadan. We cannot separate Ramadan and Quran. And we find that, alhamdulillah, throughout the ummah, the manner in which the Quran is recited, the frequency with which the Quran Sharif is recited in Ramadan, it perhaps is not recited in any other part of the year. Possibly not recited in any other part of the year, perhaps the entire recitation of the year, the entire ummah's collective recitation of the year's tilawat, could be less than the tilawat that takes place in the month of Ramadan. Every masjid Khatmul Quran is taking place, every home Khatmul Quran is taking place, and people are reciting whenever they get an opportunity. We see how the fiza of the month of Ramadan is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us because this is the connect that we have with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with our purification and our tazkiyah. That through Quran Sharif, we find all this benefit will be accrued. The Quran Sharif is a companion. The Quran Sharif is a friend. The Quran Sharif is a relationship. It is a bond of love that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us this medium. And there are responsibilities that we have. There are rights that we have to the Quran Sharif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to establish and reinforce this. Because we all will acknowledge that our relationship with the Quran Sharif is weakened. It is weakened throughout the year. It is lessened throughout the year. And the month of Ramadan comes to reconnect this very important relationship. The one important aspect, or there are three, right? We'll just mention three for the sake of easiness and brevity. And that is firstly, our recitation of Quran Sharif is something that is a haq that the Quran has over us. That we have to open the Quran Sharif. We have to bring the Quran Sharif close to us. We have to show and express our love to the Quran Sharif. We will be able to show love to Quran Sharif if we open and read the Quran. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to take the Quran Sharif and he used to place it on his lips. He used to place it on his eyes. He used to place it on his forehead. Such expression of love he used to give to the Mus'haf, to the physical Quran. Because the Quran Sharif is a living companion. It is not something that is just a book in pages and writing, but it is something that is alive and it is something that is living. It is a relationship. It is a bond. It is a friendship that we enjoy. And when there will be love for Quran Sharif, when there will be the reverence of the Quran Sharif, then there will be the desire and the eagerness to explore the Quran. There will be the desire to engage with the Quran, to recite the Quran, to feel the Quran Sharif. And the journey with the Quran and the friendship with Quran Sharif starts with its recitation. A person has to understand how to recite or know how to read the Quran first, and to read the Quran Sharif correctly, to read the Quran Sharif melodiously, to recite the Quran Sharif lovingly. The Mashayikh Ikram used to say in Urdu very beautifully, Jab Quran Sharif parha karo, تو ولولا آ جائے. But when you read the Quran Sharif, you should get a sense of intensity in you. There should be an intensity in a person when we're reading the Quran Sharif. There should be an exuberance of love in a person that when a person is reading the Quran Sharif. There should be an expression of eagerness and a sense of apprehension also in a person that am I clean enough? Am I good enough? Am I worthy enough to read the name of Allah, to take the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is Allah's sheer mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us such easy access to such lofty words. Imam Sadi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that our tongues, we all know what is the condition of our tongues. Our tongues are really unworthy. They are undeserving of the great and lofty pure name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how can we bring such a great and lofty name upon a tongue that is undeserving, that is in fact impure? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, His rahmat, that He allows us to bring the pure, His pure name, His sacred name upon this tongue. So it is indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor, and it is His sheer mercy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with all our foul speech, and the way that we utilize our tongue in an incorrect manner, and what we say, and how we say things, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not obstruct us from the Quran Sharif. And this is His mercy. So the important aspect of recitation, which is pivotal in the month of Ramadan, and when a person then recites the Quran and he reads the Quran and he feels the Quran, then a person is then incited and is invoked to ponder over the message of the Quran. That if reading the Quran Sharif is so beautiful, if it gives so much of contentment and happiness to the heart, then imagine the message of the Quran Sharif. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to. And this requires an effort from our side. There was a sister who was reciting the Quran Sharif, and at that time she was not in a state where she was covering herself fully as far as her aura was concerned. She was not practicing upon the full practice of how a woman should be dressing in Islam, covering herself from head to toe. And as she's reciting the Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan, she comes upon the ayah, Ya ayyuhan nabi, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنْ. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instruct your woman folk, your daughters, your wives, to draw over them the veil and to cover themselves in the manner that Islam requires them to cover themselves. And not understanding a word of Arabic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled a feeling in the heart of this person regarding this particular verse. And after recitation, she calls an alim and asks him, what is the meaning of this verse? I'm reading and I had a particular feeling, an inspiration, a motivation from the side of Allah upon this verse. He says, this is what the meaning of this verse is. She says, Jazakallah, I've got the message. And thereafter she changes her life and begins to adopt a proper dress code. So the Quran Sharif has that dynamism in it. It has that ability in it. It has that transformation that it can bring into the life of a person. And this is what Ramadan is here, really, to transform us and to take us to the next level of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah ta'ala's recognition. So indeed, Quran Sharif's respect and reverence is something that we should adopt also. Today we find that the Quran Sharif's respect also is being diminished in different ways. So the respect of the Quran is such an important thing. The pious people, the mashayikh, they used to also regard it as disrespect for a person to face his back to a hafizul Quran. One is, we know it is disrespectful to face your back to the Quran or to face your feet towards the Quran Sharif. But to the extent of respect and reverence that a person has, they used to regard it to be disrespectful to face their back to the hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So what respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Quran, and what honor Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given the bearer of the Quran Sharif. The second aspect of Ramadan that we can discuss very briefly is that it is the month of Ihsan. And Ihsan is a very, very broad term in Arabic. It has various dimensions and meanings, and understanding can be taken from it. But essentially what it means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants every person, through Siyam, through Qiyam, through Ramadan, through Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to achieve Ihsan. What does Ihsan simply mean? Ihsan simply means understand the greatness of Allah. understand and realize and imbibe the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who our Allah is. What is the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the power of Allah rabbul alameen? The qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something that is really the cream of Ramadan and the real purpose and objective of Ramadan. If a person can imbibe Allah ta'ala's ma'rifah, Allah ta'ala's recognition, that who Allah is, how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And that is something that is a real achievement of the month of Ramadan. That is the true fruit of Ramadan, to acquire Allah ta'ala's recognition. And one of the niyats, as we spoke earlier about, that when we're making our niyat at the beginning, at the time of sehri, we're making niyat of taqwa, we're making niyat of tazkiyah, of purification, we're making niyat of proximity and closeness, we're making niyat of piety and goodness and good character through our fast, then we also make the niyat and the dua of recognition. Ya Allah, apni ma'rifat nasib farma. Oh Allah, grant us this ma'rifah. What is this ma'rifah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, and again, these are all very intertwined. If a person goes back to Quran Sharif gives us the answers. That learn the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Quran al-Kareem. Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look in the Quran Sharif, look within yourself, look to the heavens, look at the earth, look to your right, look to your left, look in each and everything and you will find the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Hashr, the beautiful verses of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. We hear these verses all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability that we learn the meaning of it also. And we try to go further and we understand the message in these verses and in the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very little time to go into the details, but when we say, Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, He is Allah, the one, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wahdaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established in this earth. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, alimul ghayb wa shahada. Allah is the one in whose knowledge is everything that is in the heavens and in the earth. The entire universe, Allah is the knower of everything. He is the knower of the seen and the unseen. He is the knower of what is within our hearts and between us and beyond us. والرحمن الرحيم we read Quran Sharif بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Allah's sifat of rahmaniyat, Allah's sifat of rahimiyat, mercy, compassion, benevolence, beneficence. هو الله الخالق. Allah is the Khalik. Allah is the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the maker. Al-Bari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the progenitor. He is the originator. Al-Musawwir. Allah is the fashioner. Allah is the molder. Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir. Allah is the one who is most compelling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all supreme. Supremacy belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we read Quran Sharif with this verve and with this feeling, then will a person ever attribute kibr to himself? Will a person have takabbur in him? Takabbur is the unique quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supremacy, highness, loftiness belongs only to Allah. And as a person traverses this journey of recognition, of knowing the greatness of Allah, just to understand this by a way of example, my dear friends, take a baby for example. When a baby initially, the baby has a relationship with his mother only. The only person that the baby knows is the mother, because the baby was in the mother's womb for so many months. And after the baby is born, the baby is so attached to the mother that it only drinks the mother's milk. And it only seeks the mother's lap. Because that is the only identification link that the person, that the baby has. But as that baby grows, the baby realizes that there is a father also. And then the baby realizes as the baby grows that there is a brother also, there's a sister. And then there's family. And then as that child grows into an adult, the child realizes that there is a big world out there. There are millions of people. There is a universe, and there are anbiya, and there are messengers, and everything else. So in a very similar way, the growth of the soul and the marifat of a human being, in its infancy, a person sees only himself. A person can only see himself. I am the one, everything is for me, my rights, me, myself, I, the I factor. But when a person begins to develop the marifat of Allah, and a person begins to traverse the journey of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person begins to realize that I am nothing, that I am the lowest, that I am insignificant, and Allah is the greatness. And everyone else is better than me. And everyone else is greater than me. And everyone else is more worthy than me. This is what we call recognition. And if every person, my dear friends, applies themselves in this manner, can there be a dispute? Can there be a fight? Can anyone usurp the right of the next person? Will anyone do anybody down? If we regard ourselves to be undeserving, unworthy, we develop tawazu and humility in us, then there's going to be no claim. There's going to be no fight. There's going to be no conflict. There's going to be no dispute. But when there is the idea of myself being something and worthy of something, that is when the claim is there, and that is when we find that the character of this human being becomes spoiled and becomes, it gives vent to all of these traits, the evil traits of the heart, the takabbur, and everything else that goes with it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends, give us tawfiq that in this month of Al-Quran and the month of Ihsan, Allah also give us ikram. The month of Ramadan is also the month of ikram. That we spoke about how the heat of fast softens the heart. We become more kind. We become softer in our speech. We become more pliable to situations. Today in the Western world, they talk about emotional intelligence. Very big terminology, emotional intelligence. That people are now qualified on the basis of the emotional intelligence. How good you are, how good your character is. How good a person are you? What is your personality? So they look at you through your character and your ways and your habits and your mannerisms and your values. Yet the Quran Sharif gave us emotional intelligence many, many, many centuries ago. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ Allah speaks about the aspects of forgiveness, of taking towards pardon, of being pliable, of being easy, of being accommodating, of being understanding, of being tolerant. All of these are the beautiful values and qualities that the Quran Sharif teaches us. These are the things that we should seek and desire in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And as we will imbibe these qualities in us, inshallah, we will then begin to understand and realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The majesty and the grandeur and the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open to a person, like how that baby's eyes was first only open to the mother and the father and immediate family. But as a person grows, a person begins to realize that there is a bigger world out there. There is much more out there. In the same way, a person spiritually will grow and begin to realize that there is much more than just myself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.